We called you today, and you graciously stepped out of a conference that you're attending to talk about the next generation of transportation for Central Ohio. From what I understand, the population is expected to grow quite a lot in the next 30 or 40 years. What is your vision for transportation?
Our vision for public transportation over the next 35 years is that COTA provides a service that can keep pace with that growth. We will not be able to provide the same old service that we've been providing for the past 41 years as the Central Ohio Transit Authority and keep pace with the growth that's anticipated for Columbus and Central Ohio. So the Next Gen project is a project where today we are beginning to plan the system that will be able to keep pace with the growth and provide the type of public transportation that will be necessary as this community grows over the next 30, 35 years.
Do you envision light rail in that scenario?
We are looking at high-capacity corridors throughout the Columbus Central Ohio area.
And what do you mean by that?
Public transportation improvements that envision things like light rail, fully robust bus rapid transit, maybe streetcar, that provide greater capacity than running single buses on traditional fixed route bus lines. And we are leaving the conclusions open for right now. And we are taking a look at all of the options that might be available to us and trying to match those options with the projected areas of growth in population and growth in jobs, and to figure out which modes of public transportation might work best in those corridors where these high density or these high capacity transit options might be available.
Have you gotten to the question of cost yet?
Absolutely not, because we don't know what we're going to be costing. We haven't got to a point in this planning process that just began 4 or 5 months ago to a point where we can begin to estimate costs, because we don't know what the modes will be at this point.
You've asked members of the public to weigh in on possible routes. Wouldn't it be just as beneficial perhaps to have people come up with creative ways to pay for increased transportation?
Certainly, looking at creative ways to pay for, whether it's public transportation, roads and bridges, yeah, that's something we could do, but also we've got to look at what we would propose for our community specifically in terms of the types of service that we would provide. Certainly, we'll be exploring as part of this effort creative ways to fund the construction, operation, and maintenance of the service once we determine what that service might be.
We've been hearing about the possibility of extended transportation options throughout Central Ohio for a long time. Is this just wishful thinking, or are you really onto something concrete?
Well, I hope it's not just wishful thinking. You know, one of our responsibilities at COTA today is to make sure that using the current resources that we have, that we're providing the absolute best public transit service that we can today. But we also have a responsibility to plan for the future. So many people in our community call Columbus a 20-minute town, meaning you get around from place to place anywhere in our community in 20 minutes. I don't know if that's literal, but they refer to the ease of getting around in your car. Well, perhaps so. With the growth that's anticipated in our community over the next 35 years, we will not be a 20-minute town or a 40-minute town unless we plan now for the future of our comprehensive transportation system. And COTA is fulfilling its responsibility in planning now what the public transit component of that comprehensive transportation system should be.
COTA President Curtis Stitt, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you.